The Four in Fives Radio Show.
Welcome back to the Four in Fives radio show, returning after yet another break, and this one caused by me having to be down in Cardiff with work for most of the week. Now before I start, many thanks to all of you who sent in such positive comments about the last show, in particular about the guest star, my wonderful wife Kirsty. And despite her general antipathy towards the group, she seems to have been a big hit in the Four community, and I can't say I'm surprised. I've had quite a few requests to do it again, so we'll see what we can do over the coming weeks. Although I have a few My Special Four Song contributions promised, and I'm looking at you, Steve Hanley, I haven't got one for you this week, I'm afraid. And remember, if you want to submit one, you can send it in via the fourinfives@mail.com. In the meantime, here's My Special Four Song, on the days that it isn't paintwork anyway.
I did not recognize her. I lost my temper with a friend and still did not recognize her in the dark corridor of a Beyonce. I opened the mail when I received a Dr. Bucks letter on opening it. I found I had a rhinoceros liable to cry easily. Three. Cannot go out of the house. A Dr. Bucks letter. You gotta support. Stop thinking of others. So, cheer myself up. I turned the radio on. I'm shoot! Dr. Bucks and I was in the realm of tongue. One, I never leave home without my golden Amex card. They turned it down so often. Two, B, buy shades from Italy. That looks so good. Three, I always carry a book round with me. J.D. Salinger's Catcher in the Rye. I was in the realm of tongue. It was all a foul. Dr. Bucks letter. Dr. Bucks letter.
Dr. Buck's Letter, of course, recorded in Brighton on the 17th of April 2001, a version that appears on the 5-CD touch-sensitive bootleg box set. As well as some interesting variations on the Essence of Tong section, including Catcher in the Rye, for example, MES gives us a spot of Dropout Boogie at one point, something that he did frequently in performances of the song. Speaking of which...
The extract you got is the extract you got. Hop in a thought, X extract. You hear me? Put this on drop. Drop by drop, light by bright, night by light. There ain't no good, there ain't no blame.
Whiz Bang, recorded for the Fall's 13th Peel session in December 1989, with Kenny Brady on violin, the first of his two Peel appearances. The song wasn't actually broadcast, as Smith failed to sneak a very rude word past the BBC, and the track was later reworked as Butterflies for Brains, which was a B-side on the Popcorn double feature single. And before that, you heard Captain Beefheart with Dirty Blue Jean from Doc at the radar station. Now, one of the biggest positives of being in Cardiff last week was getting to work face-to-face with some of my colleagues, rather than being sat at the laptop, but an even bigger bonus was getting to have a couple of pints with my good friend and fellow Fall fan Barry. Not sure when he'll get to listen to this, as he was only on show 9 when we met, but this one's for you, Barry.
I hate the culture so much.
It's a lazy hill person, late and slow as usual. Ted's humor, semi-mo. I hate the country so much. 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 Are the controls stuck like fudge on genuine Panama? Are the controls stuck like fudge on genuine Panama? I hate the country so much. I hate the country so much. I hate the country so much. I hate the country so much.
Contraflow from the original shelved Country on the Click. It's one of the tracks that varies most from the final Real New 4LP version, and I particularly like Dave Milner's backing vocals. And before that was Chem Farmer by the OCs. Right, we had a wedding present song only a couple of shows ago, but I just fancy playing another one. This is Gone.
Time already for your turn.
Hey Hey Spaceman from Guided by Voices' debut album Devil Between My Toes. Like The Wedding Present, Guided by Voices have a similar history to The Fall, involving a frequently changing lineup and constant frontman, Robert Pollard, as well as a dauntingly large back catalogue. If you're a Facebook user and are interested in exploring that huge back catalogue, then I'd highly recommend joining the group The Club Is Open, which has just started looking at all of the albums on a week-by-week basis. In show 14, music journalist J.R. Moores talked about his special Fall song. Now, John has recently published a book called Electric Wizards, a tapestry of heavy music from 1968 to the present. As I was reading it the other day, I was pleasantly startled to discover that I was quoted in it. A while back, John had asked me about a 1999 Smith interview where MES expressed his admiration for Black Sabbath's Paranoid and talked about working on a song that was like Iron Man. I told him that if anything like that was recorded, it never saw the light of day. But I did point out that this Fall song was a bit of a borrow from Sabbath. We'll be right back. Snowblind from Black Sabbath's 1972 LP Volume 4, preceded by Folderol from New Facts Emerge. The latter borrows the riff from Zero the Hero from the Born Again album that Sabbath recorded with Ian Gillan on vocals. I decided not to play Zero the Hero because, well, it's not really very good, so I played you my favourite Sabbath song instead. You should buy John's book, by the way. It's very good indeed.
I say to you, for a check, we're in a good possession here. Because that's actually something good we could work with, you know, and it doesn't mean. You know, it's not like saying you are.
Well, I think you're a major player here, Mark. You can change the entire direction in one move, and I think it's not often that we're at this point this early in the procedure.
Well, What about the corporation?
Connie and Cookie? They subscribe.
Say, you've got to thank them for their full...
their full cooperation. With the Fall and their associates.
I would say the Anti-Fall Association. I would say the Anti-Fall.
Anti-Fall. Anti-Fall Association. Their full cooperation with the Anti-Fall Association.
Curly whirly, how could you prescribe? Bad grief and bad wins. Cookie, how could you subscribe? Bad grief, bad bills, bad grief, bad bats. Bills. Bad wind, good grief, good grief, bad wind. Zip up.
Dedication Not Medication, the rather strange version that appeared on the vinyl edition of Sublingual Tablet. In the dialogue between Smith and Ding, Connie and Cookie almost certainly refers to Conway Patton and Stephen Cook of The Fall Online. Now there's not much of a Fall connection with the next track, but for me, Lowe's new album, Hey What, is surely the best album released this year so far. From it, this is More.
I paid more.
Everything Hurts, from the 15 Ways to Leave Your Man Live LP, which was recorded at the London Astoria on the 26th of June 1996. Another track now from Canadian band Delilah that I raved about a couple of shows ago. This is Incantessa.
And so it goes, round the wheel. They say it's never late to cut a deal or join the ranks. Say I can use some action, I can use some action. Say I can use some action. So pay the price, dim the lights, and so begins the act of modern detail. For my guy, the end is near. The burning stars are in sync, but here, this faded world is on the brink. So wake the ex-romantic, whose mind is in a glass. The shade of mediocrity cast wide across the flat until he cracks. What you have and get the scraps, like everyone else. Admission, and when they're pointed at the chart on a gradual slant, they're asked, how do you work, how do you sleep, how do you feel, but they keep their lips sealed and stomach the wrath. There's no truer slight than silence, so they'll keep their lips sealed. But if they're silent now, a shiver shoots up their lower back, and all the answers flood the track. On a wave of change. They're on a wave of change. Their tickets are wealth of AIDS. There's buried silver under the floorboards and flower beds of Incantessa. And in Incantessa, they share the weight of every ache. Trapped in my head. Locked in my head. I'm on a way.
Well, that's just about it for this week. Just a quick reminder that you can contact me on thefallinfives@mail.com to tell me about your special fall song or to make a request. To finish off, this is a strange and murky little piece by The Fall that appeared on 2G Plus 2. It's called Distilled Mug Art. Thanks for listening.
According to their present or ingrained past beliefs.
According to their present.
2.06. Good idea for war history program. Turn off bits of pictures of barbed wire. 1.49. 1.073. Distilling mugs hold the top of heads and make them nasty. 1.05. Put in a paper or CD cover. 0.58. And give the folks mumps to order with their apple shape. 0.68. Distilled to order. Faces distilled to order. Digital.
Show.